Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Did you ever see something so strange that you wondered if you imagined it or if it happened in real life? Because that happened to me, and it's really bothering me.
Okay.
I was in a Walmart parking lot, and I had pulled in next to a car, and the guy next to me, I like looked over, and Raven, I don't know if I'm losing my mind, but I giggled because he had like one of those old like Motorola car phones, like the ones that come in the bag. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. My grandmother had one of those.
It's attached
to a battery. It was like 40 pounds.
Yes. Like I remember when my mom first got one, we had a car phone and it was like the coolest new thing. Remember, it was like $27 a minute. You could only call for emergencies and like only my dad had the number to call us. And
and it never really connected. It didn't work great.
Oh, no. Well, my mom's did. Yeah. My grandmother's didn't. I was so little. I don't even remember. But I remember like it was like
stand on a mountain if you wanted to use it.
And I just remember, like, I looked over and I giggled when I saw him on it because I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think people had those things anymore. Why would you have that?
When he was using it?
Yes. He was on it.
Oh my gosh. Was he 1,000 years old?
Well, here's the thing, Raven, is like, I saw, he had, like, the way he was doing it, he had, like, the door, like, open a little bit.
Because he had to have the antenna pointing towards the satellite. I'm telling you, they don't work great.
So I saw it. I giggled to myself and I was like, oh, I should talk about this on the show one day, right? And I started thinking about it. So the other day, as I was getting ready for the show, I go, oh, remember the guy in the car phone that I saw at Walmart?
Yeah.
So I Googled it and I Googled, do old bag car phones still work? And it says here, because of the amps and the TDMA networks, they became extinct as of February 2008.
I mean, when you said you saw a guy with it, I honestly thought he was there meeting somebody in the parking lot to sell it. Like it's some sort of collector's item or something like that. The fact that somebody was,
getting it. The dude was on it.
You sure it was attached to a bag? It wasn't just like a regular sat phone?
Yes, because it caught my attention. I'm like, look at this guy on his old school Motorola car.
And maybe he was a Navy SEAL.
Maybe I'm losing my mind. Because then I Googled that and I saw that and I was like, no, the guy was, am I going crazy? Am I nuts?
It could be nuts.
I don't know.
The oldest thing that I have that I think that I probably use for electronics, besides like a PS3, which still works great, but I use like a, sometimes I'll pull out the old video camera. Hmm. So it's like, it has an actual cassette.
Yeah.
Like a C cassette. And, I could put 17 hours worth of stuff on something that I could just put a memory card into. But this thing, I want that 45 minutes of tape for some whatever reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still have it.
I have a, it looks like where you would put note cards in.
Yeah.
But I have floppy disks in there.
No.
I don't know why I hold on to them. You want to know why I hold on to them?
What?
Because it was when I started writing stand-up when I was like in college.
So
So I have like all like my old stand-up stuff written on there. But I wouldn't even know how to retrieve it.
So wait a minute. So you have the floppies, but you don't have anything to put it into.
No. Nope.
Obviously.
Just,
right.
I don't know what I'm holding on to them for. I probably need to let that go.
I hold on to my old computer hard drives too, but it's just because I don't know what photos might be on there. Dirty, terrible photos that'll have me canceled at any moment.
I don't even want to think about that.
Too late.
Is there any old school technology that you still use and it actually works? And if you have a car phone, can you please call me and tell me I'm not crazy? It's 1-800-330-9999. What's the old school technology that you still use? 1-800-330-9999. I'm baffled because I am certain that I saw a man on a car phone, like the ones that come in those black bags. And now I Googled it and it says that they don't even exist anymore. What did I see?
It's crazy to me that you saw a guy on it. I figured when you said you saw it that somebody was selling it to like a collector, a museum almost.
On our text line, I still use my Panasonic cassette recorder as all my Morse code is on cassettes.
So they're replaying Morse code? These are the
I don't know.
Most people listen to music. I used to make a mixtape. I would record my favorite song, pause it, and then record my favorite song when it came on again.
I don't understand what that text means. Annie.
Oh, my God. Well, my friends actually still, they make fun of me hard because I still have a landline at my house.
I did, too, until this last move. And Raven used to make fun of me for it, too. I don't understand.
It's great. Yeah. To me, it's so much more clear. I don't have to be, like, attached to... I do have a cell phone, but I don't have to be as attached to it all the time. But they're dying laughing. And sometimes they'll get a busy signal. Like, I'll put it off the hook if I don't want people to bother me.
And then they just call your cell phone. My wife's argument always was, if you call 911, they don't know where you are. But the landlines go through cable and fiber optic lines now, too. They still have to ask where you are. Your cell phone is actually easier to find you. Did you know that?
Huh. No, I didn't know.
Oh, I mean, I guess. It makes sense. Yeah.
Hey, Marie, what old school tech do you still use?
Well, call me crazy, but I love the old percolator that you put on the stovetop. It makes the best coffee, and it's very hard to find them these days, but it's possible.
Wow.
A percolator.
When something goes wrong with that thing, how long does it take you to sort out and seek out like a part or something? You have to get it from like somebody on eBay?
No, you can find it on Amazon.
You can't. Amazon, they only have the bigger ones. They don't have a small percolator where you can put like four cups. I tried and they don't make them anymore.
Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
It's wonderful.
Madeline, what do you use that's still way outdated?
No one's going to beat this. Not me. It's my mom. My mother, she still uses a phone book.
Do they make phone books still?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they do technically still make phone books. Who gets a phone book? I don't know. But my mom. My mom actually still requests a phone book, gets it, uses it. My mind is blown because she always finds the number that she needs.
I mean, I was getting them up until a few years ago. And I remember every time getting them thinking to myself, this is so wasteful, as I took it directly from the mailbox to the recycle bin and dropped it in there.
Mm-hmm. There's so many people listening right now that have never used a phone book in their life, and they're not even sure what it is.
Right.
I mean, I was pretty young myself, but I remember it would always come in a plastic bag, and there was the white pages and the yellow pages. I don't know if it was like that everywhere. One was residential and one was businesses, right?
White was residential, yellow pages is business, and blue is government.
Oh, I don't know if I ever got the blue one.
I don't know. It was all in the same book.
So funny.
And then you'd have to take the shot, right? So if there was just like one initial and the last name, you don't know.
Yeah.
You're cold calling 10 people trying to find that person.
I got a text message yesterday and it says, I'm sorry to bother you, but is this Natalie's phone number? And I didn't know if it was one of those spam things or if it was a scam or if I should respond and be nice. I just blocked it.
Instantly.
Yeah, like, oh,
you have your
it
answer,
out.
Right. Yeah. I would imagine your mom is just calling businesses for services, and they're like, no, they're no longer there, right? You know, everybody's closed.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.